The Northern Territory's Children's Commissioner has raised alarm amid rapid changes to law and policies impacting young people's rights in Australia's top end. The Commissioner's latest annual report says the majority of complaints came from youth detention, with one child reportedly held in a cell for 84 hours without food, medication or sunlight. The Commissioner, Larrakia woman Charlena Musk, says these impacts have followed rapid reforms in the NT, including lowering the age of criminal responsibility from 12 to 10 years old and changes that make it harder for young people to get bail.
The vast majority are there on remand, that is, awaiting the resolution of their charges or trial. So what we're seeing is an overuse of custody in contrast to the use of alternatives that could be based in their community with family and with services that are going to address the underlying needs. And we're seeing more and more children coming into custody with unmet disability, mental health and trauma needs, children being criminalised because of their unmet needs.
The Northern Territory Government is yet to respond to the report or requests for comment from SBS.